USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Forecasters say more severe weather could be hitting parts of the South, and more tornadoes are possible. In Alabama, cleanup continues. After twisters touched down on Thursday. At least six people were killed in the storm that knocked out power lines, downed trees, and damaged homes in Alabama and Georgia. Noonan, Georgia, experienced heavy damage around the historic downtown area. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey offered her sincerest prayers to all impacted. The storms began on March 17th and produced 25 tornadoes in just Alabama. The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle went to the U.S.-Mexico border to check out the conditions. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republican senators got a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous, and they should finish the wall."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. is responding to the deadliest day in Myanmar since protests began following last month's military coup. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has more.
At least 90 people reportedly killed in several protests across the country. A local news outlet reports four of those killed are children, one just 5 years old. Thomas Vajda is U.S. ambassador in Myanmar. He accuses security forces of murder. He also calls the bloodshed horrifying. Vajda says the people of Myanmar have spoken clearly. They do not want to live under military rule, and he calls for an end to the violence and the restoration of the democratically elected government. That government, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, toppled in last month's military coup. Today is violence coming on Armed Forces Security Day. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.